you would like to support Kids Pod to allow us to make even more episodes, you can make a one-off donation for as low as $5 at ko-fi.com/kidspod. That's ko-fi.com/kidspod. There's no obligation, and Kids Pod will continue to remain free for all. But we want to keep Kids Pod going strong well into the future, so we really appreciate any support you can give. From all of us at Kids Pod, thank you.
Hey Kids Pod listeners, this is Amy Chan, creator of Kids Pod. This is a special Kids Pod Rewind episode where we listen to a past interview from the Kids Pod archives. I hope you enjoy.
Kids Pod.
Welcome to Kids Pod, a podcast where kids get to ask adults the questions they really want to know. Nothing is too rude to ask. You send in the questions and now adults will give kids the answers they want to hear. Do your parents tell you that you eat too fast or you don't eat enough? Well, Mickey Sudo is a really good eater. She enters eating competitions all over the USA. She can eat 221 buffalo chicken wings in 12 minutes and a 10-scoop ice cream sundae with whipped cream in one sitting. She has won the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Competition in New York City 6 years in a row. Last year, she ate 31 hot dogs in 10 minutes. She is going to tell us why eating without chewing properly could sometimes be a good thing.
Hi everyone, my name is Mickey Sudo and I'm a competitive eater. I do this for fun and as a profession, where I'll go to events and compete against other people where the goal is to eat the most amount of food, a certain type of food, in a given amount of time. Whoever eats the most wins. It's just that simple. I love food and I'm here to answer some of your great questions.
Hi, my name is Lucas. I am 10 years old and my question is, how do you train for the eating competition?
Hi, so my training for eating competitions, that's really going to vary. It's really going to depend on what I'm eating in that particular event. So on the circuit, we have all different types of food, from hot dogs, chili, to corn on the cob, to chicken wings. So different techniques for each different type of food. For example, for hot dogs, I'll really want to get my technique down because your hand-eye coordination is really important. I almost want to know what I'm going to be doing with my hands throughout the contest without even thinking, because there are a lot of moving parts. I have to grab two hot dogs in one hand, eat those while I'm grabbing a hot dog bun, dunking that with my other hand. It's almost like I want to have that rhythm down by memory. So I'll just practice with a couple hot dogs and really strategize and map out how I want to move my hands. With something like chicken wings, before contest, I'll get some wings and again, you know, break them down to remind myself the easiest way to get the meat off the bone. And then for something like, you know, chili or soup or a chowder, something that's just testing capacity or how much you can fit into your stomach. I just want to make sure that I have all the space available. So again, the training and techniques is just going to really depend on what we're eating that day. So I always try to work smarter, not harder.
Hi, my name is Scarlett and I'm 6 years old. My first question is, how does your tummy not get full?
Just like a marathon runner gets tired eventually, competitive eaters get full too. We just get fuller later on after eating more than most people. So I guess just what makes me different as a competitive eater is that I'm able to recognize that I'm full, but sometimes I'm able to eat a little bit more than your average person because I'm used to it. I love food and I love competition. So the adrenaline, the rush, and the excitement from competing kind of allows me to push a little bit harder.
How do you not need to go to the toilet all the time?
So before a competition, a lot of competitive eaters will choose to fast. And by that, I mean we limit or heavily restrict the amount of solid foods or food altogether in the hours, possibly day and a half leading up to an event. So going into competition, my stomach and my digestive tract is largely empty. So to answer your question, I had to explain that. So our digestive tracts are empty going into competition, and then in a competition, we'll eat a large amount of food. So if anything, it takes a little bit longer to have to use the bathroom because after competing, our bodies are overwhelmed with large amounts of food. It takes some time to digest, and there's no readily, there's no pre-digested food. There's not much of that waiting to be pushed through. I'm trying to say this in a way that's less than graphic. So there's not a lot of food that needs to be eliminated right away. And the amount of food that just went into our bodies in competition takes some time to digest. So it takes a little bit longer, but eventually we obviously need to use the restroom. And at that point, you know, just the way that we consumed a large amount of food, that volume might be more than usual, but I don't think we go to the bathroom any more frequently than your average person. Again, our competitions are maybe once a week, once a month, sometimes more frequently, sometimes less, but this is not a daily thing, so it doesn't affect our daily restroom usages. So not more frequently. And if anything, I think, you know, I like to stay very well hydrated. I am sure to drink a lot of water throughout the day. So going to the bathroom regularly is not necessarily a bad thing. I'm happy to say that I'm actually very healthy.
Hi, my name is Harry and I am 10 years old. My question is, do you have to exercise all the time so you don't ever get fat?
We don't necessarily have to work out all the time, as you asked, in order to be competitive eaters, but I think you'll find that a lot of us really do enjoy staying active. In the top-ranked competitive eaters, you'll find marathon runners, swimmers, power lifters, bodybuilders, athletes of all sorts. So it's not a requirement that we stay active, but I think a lot of us just generally like doing so. And for me personally, it helps going into competition when I'm feeling healthy and at a good weight. When you put on excess weight, I just find that I can't eat as much. I get tired a little bit sooner in competition. So maintaining an active lifestyle is an important part. It's by no means required. I just think it's in my best interest in order to perform well at the table. So thank you for your question.
Do you ever vomit after eating heaps and heaps of food?
So in competitive eating, we refer to that type of getting sick as reversals of fortune. It's just a slightly nicer way of putting that. But thankfully, I've never experienced that during a competition. But I did, after eating heaps of ice cream, have to run to my vehicle. So the food was fine. The competition was great. I placed rather well. But after sprinting about half a mile to my car, immediately afterwards, I immediately got nauseous. I reached my vehicle and that ice cream did not want to stay down. And I experienced a reversal of fortune. But I'd like to think it was only because I ate heaps of ice cream and then ran. So I did not recommend that, but yeah, that was that's my one unfortunate experience.
Ew!
Have you ever eaten something that was so disgusting you spat it out straight away?
Thankfully, so far, all the foods that have been served in eating competitions have been pretty enjoyable. Some of my favorite foods I get to eat in eating competitions Even if I came across something that I found unpleasant, I don't believe I'd do my best not to spit out food. I'd never want to be disrespectful to the people who prepared the dish. So I've come across some very spicy food challenges. But all in all, firstly, I get to choose the events that I participate in. So if there was something that I couldn't eat or didn't want to eat, I just wouldn't sign up for the contest. But if I did end up in a contest with something that I found unpalatable or unappealing, I guess I would just have to give it an honest effort and do my best. Spitting out food in competition would disqualify me for the event, so it wouldn't work to my favor. And also, like I said, I wouldn't want to be rude or disrespectful to the people around me. The closest that I've come to, I guess, spitting out food would be, I have a phobia of oysters, those little sea shellfish. Little shellfish creatures. There's something unappealing and unappetizing about the look, the smell, the taste even. They're perfectly fine foods and many people like them, but I am not one of them. But one year I was given the opportunity to visit Ireland for the first time. And being from America, getting that trip was really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So I accepted. And that came with doing a 3-minute oyster competition. I did not spit them out. I was scared for all 3 minutes, but I gave it an honest effort and I came in second place. So there's a happy ending to that story.
Yay!
My name is Maya and I'm 8 years old. My question is, what is your favorite food to eat in an eating competition?
Oh my gosh. Well, I, like many competitive eaters, got involved in competitive eating because we love food, all types of food, and sometimes a lot of it. It's hard to pick a favorite. I enjoy and have competed in things like, ice cream and hamburgers and pizzas and burritos, chicken wings, hot wings, baby back ribs. Those are delicious. So some of my favorite foods I get to eat in eating competitions. So I consider myself an extremely fortunate person. Let's see. So if I were to narrow it down, I would probably say either chicken wings and baby back ribs because they're finger foods. It's almost like it's not just a capacity-based event. Capacity is when the winner is pretty much decided by how much food you can fit in your stomach, who has the most space. So instead of being a purely capacity-based event, things like chicken wings and ribs where you're working around a bone are what we call technique foods, because you have to get as much meat off the bone in order to move through your plates. We weigh those events, so the amount of meat that you consume before and after is all calculated, and that's how the winner is determined. In those events, we end up eating less, but it's more enjoyable, I think, because I don't get as full. Also, there's strategy involved, and that can be very fun. And of course, I love ice cream. I happen to hold the world record for the most ice cream eaten in 6 minutes. That's just over 2 gallons. So I guess I could say that I really, really like ice cream.
Do you think eating should be an Olympic sport?
You know, it's funny because even after looking over the criteria to be accepted as an Olympic sport, it was hard for me to find that clear line where something qualified as an Olympic sport or was rejected. But that's neither here nor there. There's a debate that rages on as to whether or not competitive eating is a sport. As a top competitor, I know that a lot goes into winning at the table. It's physically demanding, mentally grueling. It's time consuming. There's strategy involved. There are a whole lot of elements that I think you'd see in traditional sports, but it's really not up to me to decide. That discussion will continue on. I'm just happy to see that competitive eating is generating more interest than ever, and that we're seeing support and sponsorship and competition emerge and grow in all corners of the world. So you know, as a as not as a spectator, as a competitor, as someone with a lot invested in competitive eating, it's just a really exciting time to be part of this right now.
Hi, my name is Ted and I am 6 years old. Have you ever ate 100 donuts in 100 seconds?
Oh, 100 donuts in 100 seconds. That's a tall order. I'd have to eat very, very quickly in order to accomplish that. Or they'd have to be very, very small donuts. I can't imagine a scenario where that would be easy. But given the right circumstances, I wouldn't say that it's impossible. I'd love to try because donuts are one of my favorite foods.
Kids Pod was created by Amy Chan, intro by Nikki Strauss, cover art by Glenn Strauss.
Special thanks to Mickey Sudo, Lucas, Scarlett, Harry, Maya, and Ted.
Kids Pod was created by Amy Chan, intro by Nikki Strauss, cover art by Glenn Strauss.